I'm John Betts with my colleague Anatole Lieben of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. The President of the United States is said to have a security plan to be presented in Munich within these next days that will resolve the Ukraine tragedy. At the same time, Europe is watching very closely. Germany more than any other because it's now had 2 years of very poor GDP and the German people are going to the polling. Anatole, I could sweep across Europe and you can too, but Germany is the story here. Friedrich Merz is leading in the polling, but not by as much as he started out leading because of the advance of the so-called far-right party, Alternative for Deutschland, led by the former Goldman Sachs banker, Alice Weidel. One outlier poll, perhaps, has AfD within 6 points of the CDU, which is amazing. But here we have the possibility that AfD, which is against NATO, against EU, against the war in Ukraine, pro-Russia, and is tired entirely of America, is going to have a very prominent voice in the new Bundestag. Is this a concern that must be dealt with at the Munich conference, that this is not just about Washington and the Kremlin? This is also has to include the fate of the German vote.
Well, that's why I think it is or will be a terrible mistake of the Trump administration to present a peace plan at Munich, because you risk nailing yourself to positions which the Russians will simply not accept, but you will find it very difficult to withdraw from again, like this idea of a European force in Ukraine after a peace settlement, which the Russians regard as simply equivalent to NATO membership and have repeatedly excluded. I mean, if the US insists on that, there will be no peace settlement. But the other thing is, as you've suggested, is that European politics are so volatile now that it's very difficult to know what German government down the line, well, just what German government will be there, but therefore what Germany's attitude towards a peace settlement will be. Like most analysts, I have assumed that after that the elections on the 23rd of this month will result in what's called a grand coalition between the Christian Democrats of Friedrich Merz and the Social Democrats. But there is a possibility that mathematically that won't work, that they won't even have enough seats between them to have a majority in Parliament. Well, then there are only two possibilities. One is that they should bring in the Greens as well, but that is anathema to much of the Christian Democratic Party. You know, the Greens have their own solid base of support, but they are not liked by most of German society. Or, of course, you would have a truly revolutionary move, which would be the Christian Democrats going into coalition with AfD. And then you would have a much more right-wing Germany. You would have much, much tougher restrictions on immigration. You would have colossal fights over that with the European Union. And you would have a Germany, much more anxious for a peace settlement in Ukraine. Now, whether, given what Merz has said about Ukraine, I don't see how he could be the chancellor of such a coalition. So but before you would get that, you would have a leadership battle within the CDU. So what we're looking at is possibly is months and months of complete political confusion in Germany, which will make Germany taking any kind of active role in a Ukrainian peace process almost impossible. Well, completely impossible.
One brief moment here. We have about a minute. Where is Starmer in this? He's not EU, but he is NATO, and they're making pledges now. Is Starmer meaning to advance himself as the hawk in Europe? We have a minute.
Yes. I mean, the British are posturing, of course. They're, you know, trying to demand a seat at the table by making all these grandiose plans for or proposals for sending British troops to Ukraine. But the truth of the matter is that we don't have the troops to make it a really serious contribution. I don't think that British views in this, unless, I mean, they could play a spoiling role by encouraging the Ukrainians to reject terms. But I don't think that Britain has any, unfortunately, positive role to play in this process.
Is the Ukraine war popular, talked about in London?
Yes, and I mean, there is certainly in the British establishment and media a very strong rhetorical support for Ukraine. But that's not, that doesn't mean that the British public are going to support an extremely expensive and extremely dangerous deployment of British troops, because they won't.
Anatole Levin, Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,